Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade meeting comments for today, Wednesday, July 15th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down 2 cents at 3.33 quarters, September wheat up 2 cents at 5.23 quarters, and November beans up a penny and a half at 8.79. The good news this morning is that China bought 389,000 metric tons of beans. They also bought 120,000 metric tons of corn. So the Chinese keep buying despite the tensions between the U.S. and China. The president announced yesterday he's ending Hong Kong's special status, but the Chinese stepped up and bought grain anyway. We do have the dollar down 41 ticks. We're trading at 95.79. If we could get two consecutive closes under 96 cents, I think that really opens up the door for much lower dollar prices, which could certainly help our grain. Looks like Egypt bought more Russian and Ukrainian wheat in their tender. But a lot of people are talking about the dryness in Russia and in other parts of the world is pointing to why these wheat prices really aren't breaking. We got up to almost the high we made the other day. And we're only a nickel away from it on the close. So if we take out that high, then I think we can see another leg higher in the wheat market. Can the wheat separate itself continually from the corn and the beans if they move lower? I don't know. The weather certainly looks hot over the weekend, 100 degree temps, 95 to 100. Heat index is even higher. But we're going to get some rain before. It looks like we're going to get some rain after. So as far as pollination goes, 100 degrees certainly doesn't help pollination, but it may be offset somewhat by the rains if they do fall. Rains don't fall for whatever reason. Then I think you've got a problem. Beans certainly haven't been made yet. And if we continue hot and dry, that could have an effect on the bean yields without a doubt. So that's really about it. I think today, hopefully, we'll see some higher prices. Corn was down yesterday. Hopefully, we'll see a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday today. And I think with the exports, we should be higher. So good exports yesterday certainly didn't help the corn market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.